This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The severe cyclone Dana formed over the east central Bay of Bengal is set to make landfall along the Orissa coast somewhere between Bitarkanika and Dhamra late tonight. The India Meteorological Department has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 km per hour during the landfall of Dana, and the landfall process will continue till early morning of tomorrow with widespread impact to the region. The severe cyclone is moving at a speed of 15 km per hour in the Bay of Bengal. All air services from and to Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from this evening till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. People living in the low-lying areas in coastal areas are being shifted to multipurpose cyclone centers. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday endorsed the India-China agreement on patrolling and disengagement along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh and issued directions to revive various bilateral dialogue mechanisms. In the nearly 50-minute meeting held on the sidelines of the BRICS summit at Kazan, Russia, Modi underscored the importance of properly handling the differences and disputes and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility in border areas, and that mutual trust, mutual respect and mutual sensitivity should remain the basis of the relations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan in Russia. Governor K.T. Parnayak exhorted the vice chancellors to focus on the quality of education, governance aspects, use of technology and social responsibilities to be adopted by the higher educational institutions. The governor, who presided over the maiden Vice Chancellor's Conference of the State at Raj Bhavan in Itanagar on Wednesday, said that the need of the hour is to align our higher education with the Prime Minister's vision of Viksit Bharat, while inspiring the participants to put in their best effort in the progress of the state and make up for the lost time. In a glittering ceremony, Chief Minister Pema Khandu flagged off the 42-kilometre Tawang Marathon today morning at Tawang in presence of the Union Minister of Rural Development, State Kamlesh Paswan, and senior army officials. In this second edition of the Tawang Marathon, about 4,000 participants from across India and athletes from Ethiopia and Kenya participated in the marathon. Alamu Tadasa Gido from Ethiopia completed the 42 kilometers full marathon in male category in 2 hours 44 minutes 20 seconds to become the winner, and 42 kilometers marathon woman category Genet Sikhur Rashid from Ethiopia completed the run in 3 hours 17 minutes 19 seconds and become the winner. Chief Minister Pema Khandu also participated in the marathon along with Sports Minister Kento Juni, MLS Jingnu Namchum, Siring Lamu and Seten Chombe. This marathon is organized by the Arunachal Pradesh government and Indian Army jointly. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, participated in the 63rd Raising Day celebration of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police at Northeast Frontier Headquarters, Itanagar, on today. A 104-member guard of honour was accorded to the Governor at the Frontier Parade Ground. Addressing the ITBP officers and personnel in the Sainik Sabha, the Governor greeted them on Raising Day and conveyed his good wishes to the officers, all ranks and their families. The 3-day district-level training program on drug-related issues in Arunachal Pradesh, conducted by the State Institute of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj with support of Namsai District Administration at the Namsai Community Hall, concluded on Wednesday. The event witnessed active participation from Panchayati Raj institutions, youth organizations, volunteers, community-based organizations, Women Welfare Society of Namsai Wing, members of all drug de-addiction center cum rehabilitation center under Namsai District, non-governmental organizations and representatives of civil societies. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.